listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, brings you Family Sanctuary, a show that inspires living the gospel message in word and deed within our families. And now, Family Sanctuary, with host Peggy Hartshorn.
Welcome to the Family Sanctuary. I'm your host for today's program, Peggy Hartshorn, Chairman of the Board of Heartbeat International that advances life-affirming pregnancy help around the world. And today we have a program that I'm sure is going to be relevant to almost everyone listening, because we're going to be focusing in on the dignity and care of the elderly, particularly the elderly members of our family. And as the population is aging, and that's something that we're going to be talking about a little bit too on our program, what is the need? What is the problem there? I just am imagining that almost everyone listening has an elderly family member or a person who is aging, and they're thinking, how are we caring for, how are we going to be caring for this person? There may be many listeners, actually, who are in that situation themselves and realizing that maybe I'm going to be needing some more care in the future, or I know I will be. And what is available, and what are some of the needs, and how can I be sure that my care is really the kind of dignified care that I should be expecting as a creature made in the image and likeness of God. So we're very happy to have as our guest today to talk about this important issue in our families, Rachel Lustig, who is the president and CEO of Catholic Social Services right here in the Diocese of Columbus. Welcome, Rachel.
Thank you, Peggy. Delighted to be here.
Well, I'm delighted to have you as a guest because I've been learning so much about how much the care of seniors and the help for families, and particularly in the area of care of seniors, is such a major focus of Catholic Social Services. I didn't realize that until we were speaking recently. And in fact, Catholic Social Services is now serving 33,000 people each year, seniors and vulnerable families. So what a phenomenal mission you have.
Thank you so much. It's my honor to you know, take the church's mission out to those who are hurting.
Absolutely. And as a person whose mother recently passed away at almost age 95, I have had the last few years, a real intense focus on the needs of the elderly and care of the elderly. And it's been a beautiful period in my life and my husband's life and my whole family's life to care for our mother. And so this issue is near and dear to my heart. Let me introduce you a little bit more fully, Rachel. Rachel, before she came to lead our local Catholic Social Services in the Diocese of Columbus, which was 5 years ago, you came to Columbus. Before that, you served for 10 years at Catholic Charities USA, one of the nation's largest human service associations. So you bring that wonderful experience to us. And before that, you served as the director of finances for Hogar Santa Cruz, an orphanage in Santiago, Chile. That's a fascinating part of your bio.
That's right. Children, seniors.
Children,
now.
Seniors, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Vulnerable families, all. And she brings to her job a bachelor's in business administration and master's of public administration at George Mason University in Virginia. So it's wonderful to have that great leadership experience. I know women in leadership is important for you. You've received several awards to Columbus Business First. She was in the group of 40 under 40, and the National Catholic Reporter named you as one of 12 Catholic women under 40 making a difference. So welcome again.
Thank you so much, Peggy.
We're so glad you're making a difference here in our diocese.
Well, you know what? When it's your vocation, it doesn't feel like work.
I agree with that 100%. I agree with that. So let's focus a little bit, Rachel. We talked about, or I alluded to very briefly, the need that we have now that for our families to really focus in on care of the elderly. What's happening in our population today?
Well, it's so interesting, Peggy. You mentioned that your mother, you had a long life. And first off, I'm very sorry for your loss. But what a blessing to be able to have her with you until the age of 95.
Yes.
And it was not that long ago where that was something that was really abnormal. But in less than 100 years, and really in the last 50, we have seen our population age. So it is not uncommon that we have people among us who are in their 80s and 90s. We are just living longer, and we are Our health advances have made that possible. So what a tremendous blessing. But it's changing things for us. Mm-hmm. Is what does it mean to age, and what does it mean to be a person in your 70s or be a person in your 80s? And what does it mean to have family members who are in that age range?
Yes, it is a challenge. And I was very fortunate in that my mother herself took care of several elderly family members, her mother, her sister, her aunts. And so I had a role model there. But I don't think, as you say, the population that has changed so dramatically in our demographics that many people don't have role models and they don't know where to go for help. So I'm so glad the Catholic Social Services is there. By the way, I wanted to give your website as well. So people, if they want more information specifically, can go to COLSCSS. That's the abbreviations, obviously, for Columbus Catholic Social Services.
You got it.
COLSCSS.org, where a lot more about your services is described. But let's talk about the kinds of issues and problems that families are facing when they have an elderly member who needs help, or they begin to see signs of that person not perhaps caring for themselves as well as they have in the past, or begin to see signs of dementia. Because these are problems, actually, probably in my case, I should have seen those signs earlier than I did. They kind of surprised me, and I wasn't facing into reality maybe soon enough.
You know, I think that can sometimes be hard. And so I'm glad we're having this conversation today to talk about how normal it is and what a family and an individual may be able to do when they start to realize it. I think that first and foremost, for the person who may be aging themselves, it's hard to recognize that they may lose that sense of freedom to take care of themselves and what may no longer struggle to drive, and sometimes these challenges can come on quickly, as if somebody were to get sick. But in other instances, they can come on slowly. So they're harder to be able to see where's the point at which I shouldn't be out driving, or perhaps I need a little bit more help in taking care of my house or mowing the lawn or that type of thing. So as this is starting to happen more often, how do we respond as family members to be able, or individuals, to be able to recognize, you know what, I might need a little bit of help, or you know what, mom needs a little bit of help, and what does that mean for us as a family? And then, you know, the most important thing that we can do is start the conversation. Do that mm-hmm. in advance. What's, you know, where would you like to be in 5 years? Or what would happen if you start to recognize that you can no longer take care of yourself? What's that look like for you?
That's an interesting point, talking about it in advance. We didn't do that in my family. I think you just kind of expect that if an elderly family member is taking care of themselves, is driving, is seems like they're still being able to take care of their finances. Sometimes we don't have those conversations in advance. What would you like to do if and when you're not able to care for yourself? Sometimes we don't have those conversations.
Nobody wants to have to imagine what the day is going to be like when they no longer have their mother.
Yeah.
You know, I think that day in everybody's life becomes the day that things that change a little bit for them.
Right.
And so we don't want to have to think about it. But isn't it amazing that as Catholics, what we have is the capacity to think to ourselves, well, this is our opportunity to go home. That we are pilgrims on a journey, mm-hmm. and that we will have the opportunity to return to our Maker. And can't that be an amazing source of comfort and joy for those of us who are going to have to face the fact that our family members, are the loving people in our lives, will no longer be with us in the same way?
Right. But what a blessing that we have that faith and that hope, that assurance that there is eternal life and we will be in the arms of Jesus. And that was a great hope and consolation for my mother as well. But in thinking through some of the needs that families will be experiencing, what are some of the things that that families are going to be looking for to help an elderly family member when the time comes that they know they can't continue in that present situation, if they're living by themselves, or perhaps both the mother and father are living by themselves, they've been caring for each other? I even said to my husband the other day, well, we were both forgetting something. I said, well, two brains are better than one.
Yeah, absolutely.
So sometimes an elderly parents may be taking care of each other, or sisters may be taking care of each other. But the time comes when we realize that's no longer optimum. What are some of the issues that seniors actually face at that point?
Well, one of the things that we pay attention to at Catholic Social Services, because we have a lot of case managers that are brought in when a challenge begins. Mm-hmm. So we look at what we call the skills of independent living. Can you make your own meals? Can you bathe yourself? Can you get into and out of bed without trouble? All of those types of things are the types of things that make it easier for somebody to stay in their home for themselves. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them have to do with memory, because cooking for yourself is it safe for you to remember to turn off the stove when you're finished? Mm-hmm. So those are the types of things that even a family can start to look for. Now, what makes things more challenging for people as they begin to age? Aging can be difficult for anybody. Catholic Social Services, clearly driven by our faith, has a heart for those who are poor, who are on the margins. Because while all of us have challenges related to aging, if you don't have the financial means to be able to get additional support, or that can be an additional challenge. If you live far away from your family, that can also be a challenge, because many of our families often take care of us as we get into, as we start to age. And then the other reality that is new and a little bit different for families, because we are living so much longer, is that some people are caught within what we call kind of a sandwich, where they're both raising their own children and starting to care for their parents, or they are aging themselves and they are caring for their parents. So, you know, we may have people living into their 90s who have children in their 70s who could be experiencing their own realities of aging.
Makes it very complex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, some of the issues I know with my mother, getting someone to help, feeling lonely, having trouble getting to doctor's appointments, These are normal issues as a person ages, I think. And in our case, we could provide that transportation. I could, for a while at least, when mother was able to get around, I could be that person who could pop in and make sure that things were taken care of. But for the elderly who don't have that kind of support, what kind of support is available in the community? And what kind of support, for instance, does Catholic Social Services provide?
Peggy, I'm so glad you mentioned this, because I do think that it is important for us to, even as we recognize our own frailty, that there is tremendous disparity with which the way we are aging. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that Catholic Social Services pays attention to is how are the least among us aging? Mm-hmm. And it is actually, an unfortunately, a pretty problematic. Even here in Franklin County, where Columbus is based, the average life expectancy of people with means is 20 years longer than it is for people who do not have means.
So that's amazing.
We need to be paying attention to those who are vulnerable in our community and helping them. So that's where Catholic Social Services really is poised to be able to make a difference.
And let me reintroduce you, Rachel. You mentioned Catholic Social Services. Our guest today is Rachel Lustig, who is the CEO of our Diocese of Columbus Catholic Social Services. And that organization is 70 years old.
Yeah.
Obviously, Rachel has been honored with 40 under 40, so she's not been with the organization that long, but is now leading a phenomenal group of individuals and wonderful programs that we're talking about that can help the elderly.
You are absolutely right when you say that I'm leading a phenomenal team of individuals. And what we are poised to do for those who are seniors is the same thing that we would want for anybody, that I wanted for my grandparents, that I want for my parents, is to create the opportunity wherein they can age with grace, with dignity and purpose. Mm-hmm. And so what so many people who are seniors want to be able to do is to be able to have the independence that enables them to live with that purpose. And so that's what we're about doing. As people begin to lose some of those skills of independent living that they have, maybe they struggle to manage their finances, or they have additional health challenges, and navigating the insurance and just can be a little bit complicated for anybody.
Right.
We go and help them to be able to solve some of those challenges and issues. And you mentioned also the loneliness. As people are no longer as mobile and perhaps out of the workforce, they do become vulnerable being isolated.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that this is anything that would surprise any of us as people of faith, that we recognize that to be a part of the community is good for us, to be
sure.
a part. So, and you know, it's interesting in the way that that has implications for our own health. As you become isolated, you're more likely to deal with depression, with chronic illnesses. People who are isolated have shorter lifespans. So what does this mean for all of us is that we can be a part of helping people to age with that grace and dignity, whether it's in our church community, recognizing that somebody's no longer able to get to church. Can we give them a lift? You know, checking in on our neighbors. You mentioned that you had a great role model of somebody who was aging in your mother. I had that same thing in my grandmother.
Oh, good.
Yes. And she was the person who was making sure that everybody got to church or that they were visited. And that's something each one of us can do.
Yeah. You mentioned, of course, having your eye out for people in the parish, elderly people. Oh, I used to see them here. Where are they now? Do they need a call? Do they need a visit? Do they need a companion? That's a beautiful thing to be able to provide, even if it's not within your own family, within your parish or your neighborhood, for instance. Now, for those in need, and there's nobody like that doing it, I know Catholic Social Services has a wonderful program. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. So for people who don't have anybody who's in the community, we actually do companionship work. And mm-hmm. it is a wonderful program. It is designed for people who are not of means. And what we do is we actually mobilize low-income seniors to go and visit them.
To visit other seniors.
Visit other vulnerable seniors who are in the community. And so one of the amazing things is that we'll provide a small stipend to those low-income seniors, and then they will go and spend about 3 hours together with somebody who's homebound and isolated. So the companions benefit in much the same way that their person that they visit do.
Yes, neither one then is isolated.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody checking in on you. Wonderful.
Isn't that great? Yeah. So, I tell me some stories about some of the seniors. I know we talked about this a little bit together just privately, but it's wonderful to put all this into an actual real story.
You're right.
Yeah.
Well, this story, we had a couple approach us, and Richard and Sharon. And Richard and Sharon had been married for many years. And Richard was still working well into his 70s. And like many people, had reached the age of retirement and wasn't quite prepared to be able to live independently for the next 20 years, if that would have been the case. So he decided to keep working. But unfortunately, got sick. Mm-hmm. And wasn't able to continue to live. Wasn't able to continue to support himself. So, they were in an apartment that they could no longer afford. And they were struggling to be able to make ends meet. When Richard spotted online something that probably many of us can see, and an opportunity for, if he were to put $500 in, that he could get $5,000.
Mm.
Now, it seemed too good to be true, and unfortunately, it turned out to be. And, you know, sometimes those opportunities, when you're in a tough bind, you know, you lose the,
sure.
you know. So
and even that's a normal part of aging. Yeah. I've heard so much about that the normal process of being able to analyze what what is real and what's not real, what's a good risk, and or it just really declines and as you get older.
These online things can be very deceptive and very enticing, and especially if you're in a tight spot. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, they took advantage of it, and it was too good to be true. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, they're struggling to stay in their house. Mm-hmm. They received an eviction notice, and that's the point at which they reached out to Catholic Social Services. And so we were able to work with them. We were able to mobilize a lawyer to get them to a situation where they did not have the eviction go through.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And we were able to get a small grant to be able to meet their needs in that moment, and then work with them to help build a better budget that could be sustainable for themselves and their family. So now Richard and Jaren are doing just fine, but they just needed that help in a time when things were changing for them.
Yeah. One thing that I think is such an issue for the elderly is housing. Now, I know the diocese does have some opportunities there for the elderly who have a financial need. Yeah. Tell me about that.
Yeah, this is, I think, a really exciting way that we've taken our faith into the world, is that the Catholic Church has over 1,000 units of senior affordable housing across the diocese. Mm. So there are 4 apartments here in Franklin County, but there is one in Marion, there's one in Jackson. So all across the diocesan footprint, where we're providing quality, safe, affordable housing to seniors who need it.
That is such a need. And I think you also, Catholic Social Services, then provide social workers to help with the specific needs of the people living there.
We like to think that our social workers are a little bit like everybody's niece, that they're there kind of checking in on everybody, making sure, oh, we haven't seen them in a while, how's it going? And making sure that there's some good social activities, but you know, also helping people through if they've got a tough time.
That's really wonderful. So the people that are working with the seniors, I mean, is there a certain type of person who seems to me there are, who just have a heart for the elderly, have a heart for seniors?
Well, that could be. But I think that there is definitely a sense of caring and compassion that's a part of it. And I also think that most people who work with seniors have a pretty good sense of humor. And it's great, because most seniors do too. So you just kind of help you to roll with the punches and talk about what's real. And I think that that's that caringness, that sense of humor, and that ability to be truthful and honest is something that a lot of seniors really appreciate. Sometimes it's tough to start a conversation in the family. And sometimes it's nice to have somebody who is from outside, who has nothing to gain, that can kind of help to facilitate some of those conversations. And I think that's what Catholic Social Services does well.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the issues and areas that you deal with for the families themselves, not just the issues of the senior, the housing needs, the financial needs, the loneliness, the things that we've talked about, the need to be able to get to doctor's appointments, concrete needs. How do families deal with this issue? What are some of the, we did talk about the sandwich generation a little
bit.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one of the interesting things that you mentioned, what that brings to mind, is actually that sometimes this point in people's lives can be a point at which they start to think about what their legacy is going to be. And some families get to this point where they may not have strong relationships. And so it can be a point of reconciliation and healing for families as well. So that's something that Catholic Social Services has been involved in, that people get to this point in their life and they're like, you know, the relationship that I have with my daughter is not what I would like for it to be. And sometimes they turn to Catholic Social Services to help mediate that and help be a place where we can see quality relationships, or even just an opportunity to have a conversation can be a part of where they are in their lives.
Isn't that a wonderful example of how suffering that comes into our lives can be an opportunity for great blessing.
Absolutely.
You know, for really bringing the family together. That certainly has been the case in my family, although we had a very close family, have had ever since I was little, a very, very close family. The opportunities that we had in caring for my mother really helped us, I think, there are four siblings in my family, see the gifts that each individual brought. Mm-hmm. We all dealt a little differently with the issue of her aging. We all brought a little something to that that was different. I'm kind of the organizer and the planner and the researcher. And the one closest mm-hmm. to my mother geographically. So I kind of was in charge of figuring out all the different options and opportunities and kind of planning and organizing all of the care. I noticed my brother, who was the youngest in the family, when he came to visit, he would always sit down right beside mother and have her massage his neck, which is something that she always had done when he was younger.
Well, it gave her that opportunity to continue to be that nurturing part of the life that
She was such a great caregiver. She was a nurse. He allowed her to do that. I was kind of in charge of her care. He was still the little boy. And my other siblings had other roles as well. But it's a wonderful opportunity for really seeing the blessings and becoming even more loving and growing in that virtue of charity.
You know, one of the things that some of aging can be suffering, there's pain that's involved, there's a loss of freedom that is involved. And, you know, as people who of faith, we have to kind of look at it and say, can this also be an opportunity for God to be present? And one of, I think, the important things that we must do is recognize that in our own suffering, we can find connection to the others who are suffering. And that's where that call to care for the poor can absolutely be a part of who we are. And that's where Catholic Social Services sits.
Well, thank you so much. We've been visiting with Rachel Lustig, who is the CEO of Catholic Social Services here in the Diocese of Columbus. We've had a wonderful conversation about the gift and the challenge, but the gift of the care of the elderly. So thank you so much, Rachel, for being
our
guest.
My pleasure.
You have been listening to The Family Sanctuary on AM 820 St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, and I'm your host, Peggy Hartshorn. You can listen to archives of the program on stgabrielradio.com and listen again at 12:30 every Monday or 2 o'clock on Sundays. And join us again to strengthen our families and make them sanctuaries of life as God intended.
Family Sanctuary is a production of listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Archives of Family Sanctuary with Peggy Hartshorn are available at stgabrielradio.com.